Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. We've got Biden's gun reforms, some exciting news out of Japan, and other quick updates today. Let's get cracking. Quick shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If any of you out there want to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. Now on to the news. Biden has issued a number of new executive orders on gun regulation. They include a 30-day deadline for the DOJ to propose a rule to regulate ghost guns, which are self-assembled firearm kits not currently subject to background checks and lacking serial numbers. Biden wants to require serial numbers on key parts and background checks at purchase. For reference, over 40% of guns being seized in Los Angeles right now are ghost guns, and no, they are not being used by Ghostbusters. Biden also called for a 60-day deadline for the DOJ to present a rule on when a pistol with a stabilizing brace becomes a short-barreled rifle, which requires much more stringent background checks, and a 60-day deadline for the DOJ to craft a model red flag law, which states can then use as a template to craft their own laws, which authorize courts, at the behest of law enforcement or family members, to bar access to guns for people ruled to be a risk to the community. Biden further called on Congress to enact gun reforms that could not be done through executive order, including banning assault weapons, eliminating legal immunity for gun manufacturers, background checks at gun shows, closing the Charleston loophole, and reauthorizing the Violence Against Women Act. No, it's not a pro-violence bill, and yes, they should have named it better. Biden also said he will nominate David Chipman to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Chipman is a 25-year-old veteran of the ATF, which has been lacking a permanent director since 2015, as Trump never appointed one. The good news out of Japan is that the government is considering implementing a voluntary 4-day work week, according to the Chief Cabinet Secretary. Japan is well known for a culture of excessively long work hours, to which its extreme suicide rate is largely attributed. Workers would get to choose which day they want off to allow for greater versatility and work-life balance. It's also believed that this would aid the tourism industry. As we've discussed before, many trials have shown that reducing work hours can actually increase productivity to more than make up for the downtime, as well as raising quality of life, making it beneficial for workers and businesses alike, even without reducing weekly pay. It's unclear at this time whether this proposal would be for a 32-hour week or just a 3-day weekend, and how it would be incentivized. Yang received the endorsement of the New Era Democrats yesterday. Congrats on that. Quick shout out to Esther Yang, who Andrew says has brought in one of the highest numbers of signatures to get him on the ballot, and is also running for district leader. Thank you, Esther. You can find her website in the links below. We've got a new emergency UBI petition to sign. This one's co-sponsored by our old pals, Daily Cause. Yes, good times. It asks Biden and Congress to pass recurring checks, so please take a few seconds to follow the link below and add your name. And finally, the math movement and income movements are having a joint movement for letter writing this Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern. Join the party and let's get monthly checks in the infrastructure bill and shock the world by securing a UBI. It's go time. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Bookmark and share Biden's gun reforms, Japan's 4-day week, the EUBI petition, and the letter writing party. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way. And don't forget to Yang Daily.